भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। पलयन्ति प्रजापला यवदन्तं विभागश यज्ञभागा भुजो देवा यच्छा तत्रन्विताश्चतये। पलयन्ति, एक्सिक्यूट द ऑर्डर। प्रजापला, the rulers of the world, namely the sons and grandsons of Manu. Yavatantam, unto the end of Manu's reign. Vibhagashaha, in divisions. Yagya Bhaga Bhuja, the enjoyers of the results of yagyas. Devaha, the demigods. Ye, others. Cha, also. Tatra anvitaha, engaged in that business. Cha, also. Tai, by them. Translation prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. To enjoy the results of sacrifices, yagyas, the rulers of the world, namely the sons and grandsons of Manu, discharge the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until the end of Manu's reign. The demigods also share the results of these sacrifices. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.2, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshe viduhu. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the cyclic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. This parampara system extends from Manu to Ikshvaku and from Ikshvaku to his sons and grandsons. The rulers of the world in the line of hierarchy execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the parampara system. Anyone interested in peaceful life must participate in this parampara system and perform yagyas. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the parampara system of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must perform sankirtan yagya all over the world. Yagya sankirtana prayare jantihi smedasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age of Kali, and he will be easily satisfied if the Sankirtan movement is spread vigorously all over the world. This will also make people happy without a doubt. Palayanti praja palayavat antam vibhagashah yagya bhaga bhujo deva yacha tatran vitas chatai. To enjoy the results of sacrifices, yagyas, the rulers of the world, namely the sons and grandsons of Manu, discharge the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until the end of Manu's reign. The demigods also share the results of these sacrifices. So this is a very interesting text, and even more interesting purport by Srila Prabhupada, in which he repeats the same point. He is stressing the main point of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that the main yagya for the age of Kali is Sankirtan yagya, and it is connected to the historical description of the descendants of Manu performing their duties until the end of Manu's reign, just to have the opportunity to benefit from yagya. And so Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport how duties and yagya are interlinked. Because yagya is the main duty of a human being, that the entire description of Bhagavad Gita, we can say that first chapter is introduction, second is summary of Bhagavad Gita, but from the third chapter onwards, there is an elaboration on the subject, starting with Karma Yoga. And what is the main theme of Karma Yoga? That is yagya. And so we can understand that yagya is the main objective in human life. Yagyartat karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. That we should perform sacrifices to please the Supreme Lord, otherwise we become bound by our karma. And so performance of yagya sets us free from the influence of karma, mukta sanga samachara. And how does it set us free from the influence of our karma? Because it bestows unlimited benefits. Saha yagya praja srishtva puravacha prajapatihi anena prasarishyadvam esavastishta kamadhuk. That next text, which is 3:10, is explaining that in the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth men and demigods and blessed them by saying, be happy with this yagya, because the performance of it will fulfill all your desires and give you liberation. And so we can understand that our yagya, very simple yagya, which is chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is an equivalent of all the yagyas. Rather, it's the best of all yagyas, even though it's not very difficult to perform. Just required to say a few words or chant a few words. Nevertheless, the results are astonishing. It's real magic of the Hare Krishna movement. You just start chanting Hare Krishna and everything magically transforms in your life. And you also transform magically, that you look at the mirror and you look at yourself and what happened to me? I have this tilak on my forehead and shaved head and dhoti or sari, you know, completely different appearance. We transform and everything else transforms. Our whole life transforms. And even though we follow the lifestyle, which requires a lot of discipline and renunciation, but still we can see that devotees do that because performance of Sankirtan Yagya bestows unlimited benefits. It's actually a very good exercise for devotees to sit down sometime and think of many, many things which have changed for better in our lives since we've started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. How many of you would agree that there are many things which changed for better since the time you started chanting Hare Krishna? Actually, one time I did that exercise for myself and I came up with the list of 108 points, 108 benefits I derived since I've started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And, yeah, very long list. And I did this exercise with other devotees, and I've noticed very simple thing. The longer devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, the longer the list. So it's a proof. As Prabhupada says, that proof of the pudding is in its taste, so the proof of the effectiveness of chanting Hare Krishna is in its results. And so Srila Prabhupada is saying these encouraging words in the end of the purport. He says, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be easily satisfied if the Sankirtan movement is spread vigorously all over the world. This will also make people happy without a doubt. So that Hare Krishna mantra makes us happy, we can understand by our own example. Just look at Pancha Gaudiya Prabhu. This is one of the happiest people on the planet.
Until meeting time.
And by looking at him, everybody else becomes happy. So we can see if someone seriously dedicates to the chanting of the holy name, one becomes undoubtedly happy in life. And so our proportion, you know, our happiness, we can understand, is in exact proportion to our dedication to Sankirtan Yajna. And therefore, naturally, I mean, devotees, because they derive so many benefits from this process of chanting Hare Krishna and serving the Supreme Lord, naturally, you know, they say misery loves company, but joy also requires a company, right? And so devotees also want to share the benefits, share the happiness of practicing Krishna consciousness with the whole world. How many of you would love to share the joy of Krishna consciousness with the entire planet? Haribo. So, and Prabhupada says we have to spread the Sankirtan movement vigorously. And vigorously is a very interesting word. Someone noticed that Srila Prabhupada used certain words in English language very purposefully. He was choosing specific words to make his message very clear. And of course, the word bigger has different meanings, and some of them are primary and others are secondary. And since I'm not the native English speaker, I was wondering, what are the different meanings of the word bigger? Of course, one is very well known, that is physical or mental strength, energy or force. So vigorously may mean forcefully. And the second meaning of the word bigger is the capacity for natural growth and survival as of plants and animals. And these definitions, incidentally, are from American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition. So this is where it's derived from. And the third definition is strong feeling, enthusiasm, or intensity. Kind of similar. Forcefully, intensely, enthusiastically. So this is, it seems that this is what Prabhupada suggests, that we spread the Sankirtan movement with great force and enthusiasm and intensity. But then the fourth meaning, which is much less known, and I was very surprised to find this meaning of the word vigor, is legal effectiveness or validity. And I was very intrigued by this definition because this verse and purport speaks about legal systems that actually Bhagavad Gita tells us from the very beginning, as Prabhupada quotes this specific verse, Bhagavad Gita 4:2, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshaya vidu, that this science was actually meant not for laymen, but it was meant for saintly kings. It was meant for rulers of the world. Of course, Prabhupada opened up the box and made it available for anyone, hippies and everybody else. But he was also making it clear that our position is that we are postmen delivering the message, right? And because this message is originally meant for the rulers, for the leaders of the planet. For a simple reason that the leaders or the rulers, they have the topmost responsibility and they are meant to be connected to the Supreme Lord and represent Him, and they have the capacity to actually facilitate the spread of the Sankirtan movement, right? As Prabhupada mentions number of times, example of Maharaj Ashok, by whose involvement the Buddhism became widely popular, even though it was very kind of obscure and strange phenomenon. And so when Srila Prabhupada says vigorously, of course it means forcefully, enthusiastically, but the goal is to achieve the result, make it effective. And effective means that the entire planet, as Prabhupada wished, and he expressed that wish very clearly in the first purpose of ISKCON, entire planet would take up to chanting Hare Krishna and practicing Krishna consciousness one way or the other, right? And I've spoken with one devotee recently, and he made this comment that we are very vigorously spreading the, you know, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, doing Harinam Sankirtan. And sometimes the Harinam Sankirtan group, especially in Western countries, resembles a kind of special operation squad attacking the demoniac forces of materialistic civilization. We're kind of out there and we're trying to kind of, you know, disrupt the materialistic life of the people and maybe, you know, attack their ear drums by loud, you know, loudly playing instruments as loud as possible, right? To penetrate their ignorance and make them get the message, make them interested in Krishna consciousness. And we're doing that for over 50 years already, attacking materialistic people all over the planet, trying to disrupt their material life and give them Krishna consciousness. And then looking at the effectiveness, that I think this is important aspect. How effective are we in 50 plus years? And somehow, just by having the experience of traveling all over the world, I come to very surprising conclusions. I observe very surprising things. For example, in Canada, and of course, we have wonderful devotees who are very, very expert in chanting and playing musical instruments and, you know, the 24-hour kirtan group in the temple has many of those extremely gifted devotees. And so sometimes we hear this very sweet and very attractive chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And we wish that so many more people would benefit, right? Rather than just few people coming to the temple, the whole world should hear this chanting. And so there is one, you can say, bhajan group of the devotees in Canada. And one of them, he is playing drum, but professionally he is he's kind of helping businesses. He's business consultant. He's helping businesses to grow and flourish and make businesses succeed. And my idea was always that whatever ability one has, whatever capacity one has to use directly for Krishna's service also, not just for making money. And I said, so if you make so many people successful, why don't you make this bhajan group successful, and instead of just performing on some occasions in the temple or amongst our congregation, why don't you, you know, help this group to become very popular on a wide scale? And we were discussing that on Friday night, and this devotee was looking at his phone and he was getting so many messages. I was wondering what these messages. And he said, it's very interesting. I wish we could make it happen, but it looks like we're late. Because you know what all these messages are about? These are invitations to kirtan performances. Huge kirtan performances attended by thousands of people, by kirtaniyas with very, very big names. And unfortunately, none of the ISKCON devotees are there. All of these people are chanting Hare Krishna, and thousands of people are paying a lot of money just for the opportunity to go and chant Hare Krishna for a few hours. And we're not charging anyone money. We are out there chanting Hare Krishna on the street, and hardly anyone even wants to stop and listen for a few minutes. What to speak of paying money and chanting Hare Krishna. And I'm thinking, and the things are so bad that in Western countries we basically lost the market of chanting Hare Krishna. This market is taken by other people who are so popular that ISKCON devotees are basically not known anymore as Hare Krishna people. Other people are known as Hare Krishna people. And so I was wondering that what is it that we should be doing, what we are not yet doing, to actually, you know, that we tried to disrupt the materialistic life of people for so many years, but now we are disrupted in our main, we can say, business of chanting and popularizing the spread of Hare Krishna mantra. We might feel happy that, okay, Hare Krishna mantra is still popularized and spread, but and people are getting Emmy awards and becoming very, very famous about in chanting Hare Krishna, etc. But I would be happy that devotees have that privilege. ISKCON devotees would have that privilege. And I guess this is the question to all of you. Normally, listeners are asking questions to Bhagavatam speakers, but I wanted to place this question in front of all of you. What is it that we need to do to become the primary distributors on the market of the holy names on the planet? Anyone wants to contribute? Sakya Rasa Prabhu, can you please pass on the microphone? Sakya Rasa Prabhu is from London and he's very old devotee and very good kirtani as well, so.
Prabhuji, there are many things I could say, but one thing that comes in my mind when I meet other members of the Bhakti, they call it the Bhakti movement in the UK, is this kind of an underlying or underflowing repetitive thought that comes in my mind. And the answer is live and let live. Because the world is not ready to come to the highest standards that we are, Prabhupada is giving, and we are attempting to follow. So, one thing is to live and let live. In other words, we shouldn't be expecting others to come to our standard. And then we alienate. We tend to alienate people if they're not towing the ISKCON.
Okay. That's interesting. Thank you. Anyone else wanted to share some thought on the matter? So you suggest that we see them as partners rather than competitors?
Well, it's Lord Chaitanya's plan.
Okay, good. All right, anyone else?
Putting it out there as a bhakti beneficial grower to us. surrendering to Krishna to grow sadhana, to get to the levels of Rupan's Atma Swami, of being their followers. But I think right now their basic thing is they're just selling it as like a medication, simply put, as stress reliever, just like they did with paganism.
That's interesting comment, because I had the same impression that all those other people who are chanting Hare Krishna, they are completely ignorant of the highest aspects of Krishna consciousness, and they just, you know, take Hare Krishna mantra as stress releaser or something like that. And in Los Angeles, one devotee has a private clinic, and he invited us and some other groups not to appear to be, you know, like trying to convert anyone. So he gave people choice. So he invited ISKCON devotees and also some of these other musicians who are chanting Hare Krishna and very popular to a session where in his clients were given mantra therapy. And naturally, you know, that the primary objective was to help them to overcome their health challenges with mantra. And so he scheduled things in such a way that those people were performing first and we were performing at the end. And, you know, the lead singer of that bhajan group came in and, you know, long hair, blue jeans, kurta, no neck beads, nothing like that. And obviously he had no idea who we are because he never even said Hare Krishna or anything. And so, but they were chanting mantras with Krishna's names only, like Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, etc. And then in the end he said, now we will chant the most important mantra, which is Hare Krishna mantra. Why? Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we're supposed to develop our loving relationships with him through service. And, you know, all the troubles in our life, including all the diseases, only because we're lacking real love, which is only possible between us and Krishna. And that's why if you chant Hare Krishna, all your problems will be solved. And you have to just, you know, do it in a focused way without getting distracted by anything. And he said, the greatest distraction is Maya, illusory energy of the Lord. And then he spoke about Maya. And I was like listening to him, and my jaw dropped. You know, he presented Prabhupada's philosophy in such a way that we don't hear such a brilliant presentation necessarily even from ISKCON devotees. And I was thinking, wow, no, that they're not ignorant. They know everything. So something is happening on the planet. And something which we are not even aware of, what to speak of taking part in it. All right. Microphone. Anyone else? Yeah.
Thanks. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gave us a very easy process, because we have to develop first purity. Those who are preachers, they have to stick in this sadhana very well. If this sadhana is there very well, so they can preach everyone. Without purity, we cannot attract anyone. So first principle given by Srila Prabhupada, purity is the force. If preacher not comes to Srimad Bhagavatam class, not attending one Mangalarti and chanting with devotees, so it's not possible for him to go outside and attract with anyone and to put in with them. And same time Srila Prabhupada told, we have to distribute prasadam free. Same time we are chanting the holy name in the marketplace, and also we have to distribute prasadam free. Because now in this one time I see the prasadam problem is very, you know, prasadam problem, many devotees they come outside, we cannot give prasadam for devotees. What to expect the outside people? So this is a problem also. So simple process we have to Srila Prabhupada, you know, very dedicated, so we can very easily can distribute this holy name.
Okay, focus on quality. Okay, thank you. Somebody else, yes.
Yeah, basically, I would just agree with him that simplicity, like the New York City Haryana, they just sit out there, they do kirtan, and they distribute prasad and books, and they live in a simple ashram, nothing fancy. And you know, it's just a simple process. They study the philosophy, and it works. They get a lot of people joining them, reading books, and it's
Yeah, I've heard two people joined in the last 3 years of daily chanting Hare Krishna, which is of course good result, but if we get two people joining every 3 years, so if we divide 7 billion by two, that's the number of years it will take to get people interested in the Hare Krishna. 7 billion people divide by two, yeah. That's the number of years it will take us to spread this movement. Okay, good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. By preaching, I have experienced when it is the board or the, I was a teacher in profession, when the board is absolutely clean, if you write something, then become engraved so nicely, it doesn't go. But when the board is on board, you have already written something, you wipe it and again write it, then it won't be so much deep. This is what I've seen in the Indians people. They don't follow this preaching so nicely as you foreigners are following. Because you have never heard this, it was fresh for you. And really, I always appreciate you people that you have followed this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and ISKCON, all the ISKCON rules and regulations so nicely. So when I even last night I just told Mataji to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Oh no, I can't chant my fingers. Mala can't hold my fingers, I can't chant. So then people refuse it. They'll sit for the gossip, but they won't follow this point. Preaching and chanting. They just do arti, they just do this ghatti and all that, but they won't chant.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? How can we force them to do that?
Yeah, this is why Prabhupada started with Western countries, to impress upon Indians the value of their own heritage. Thank you. Prabhu?
Yes. Back in 1972, just before becoming a devotee, I became vegetarian. And in those days, if you became vegetarian, you were considered crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to die from lack of protein and everything terrible. And I saw over the years gradually from Prabhupada, it's all coming. Vegetarianism took off like anything all over the world. And this chanting of these different so-called bhakti groups also, their own chanting. I mean, even Krishna Das, he's one of those big chanters. He loves to chant Hare Krishna. But when he was interviewed, he said, "Do I believe in a blue boy? Is God? No, I don't." So he just likes to chant. But the point is that it's taking hold. Now, if less devotees are being made, that's another thing. That's our internal problem, but people are starting to chant all over the world, and whether or not they're devotees and they're following regulatory principles, they're getting purified. Anyone that chants even jokingly makes advancement, even offensively. I know one devotee, he used to throw rocks at the Harinam party, he used to insult them. Now he's a devotee. But the point is that they're getting purified, and it's all because of Prabhupada. The vegetarianism, veganism, chanting the different bhakti groups. Never mind that they have no principles, and you know they act like hippies, many of them, but they're chanting. So if the non-devotees are going to take the reins and start chanting, you know, we should, like you say, we should get in on that. But even whether ISKCON does or doesn't, it's happening. It's a tidal wave, and gradually they'll become more purified. And I'm amazed if anyone becomes a devotee these days because of technology. There's so much technology now. You have every kind of little device in your hand, everywhere. People are totally distracted.
Even devotees, right?
Even devotees. I've got to force myself to stay on the phone. But it's happening with us and without us. You all do the problem.
Good. Thank you, Prabhu.
Especially
devotees, enamored by the technology. Okay, Ranchor Prabhu and Sachinanda Prabhu wanted to contribute something. And Panchagoda Prabhu as well.
45 or so years ago, as young devotees, we thought we were going to take over the world in about 20 years. I think we've learned we need to take a longer view. We can't know, I don't think we can know, the potency or lack thereof, or the degree of potency of these wacky people chanting. But it has to have some potency. It's the holy name. And some people somewhere from that are acquiring some secreting. So when we look beyond the very limited span of our own lives, we look down the road, just as we can look back and see the gradual expansion, as several have mentioned.
Yeah.
The gradual progress, and it's, you know, it was painfully slow at the beginning. We probably had basically Mukunda Hayagriva and Kirtananda on the hill. So if we take a long view of it, and if they're chanting somewhat offensively, well, that's their problem. But the holy name is getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think looking beyond the limits of my own lifetime, I think we get a longer-term view of that one.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class today. It's nice to hear you on this side of the world.
Yeah, it was wonderful because it was very short.
In reflection, I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada said that if you are convinced, you can convince others. And pretty much Raj Chakraborty really summed up what I was thinking. That we have to see the big picture. And for years and years to come, you know, I was thinking Chandikasi, breaking the rebellion, and all of this, you know, this took place, you know, so many hundreds of years ago. But now, you know, as I haven't been to India in 25 years, and I'm amazed to see how many devotees are here in India. I'm amazed to see how many Russian devotees, people from Eastern Europe, devotees from America. I'm amazed to see how many devotees, even in the United States, are being moved in different places. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is just spreading and spreading. As long as we keep chanting and it keeps going around and around, you know, who's to say what things are going to look like in 500 years, 1,000 years from now?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Many good points were made. I can also see that we are preparing the ground for, we have to also become mature and capable of guiding and giving shelter to so many people. Because any time disaster is happening, but major disasters could happen. So although it appears that things have slowed down, as was observed by many devotees, that in India it's flourishing quite, many temples are popping up everywhere, and it may have slowed down in the West, but in Russia, China, Europe, some other places. So it comes in waves, Lord Chaitanya's waves of Sankirtan, as long as the purity is there and we don't water down Prabhupada's philosophy, and devotees do appreciate the sacrifices and maybe the austerities and the rigor of the earlier devotees that may follow. Now maybe people are becoming a little bit more lax, but it shouldn't be that way necessarily. I think if we continue pushing forward, preaching Prabhupada's philosophy and reading Prabhupada's books, Krishna will give us that responsibility to dynamically spread the movement, although it may appear to be moving slow at times.
Thank you.
I just want to also point out, at least in America, where I'm familiar, things are different. It has slowed down in the sense that there's not street sangram parties out there very often, which is unfortunate, although it is done in some major cities in New York. Los Angeles occasionally. Well, weekly. But,
every day.
Oh, okay. Good. In the previous days, making new devotees meant they're moving into a temple. Nowadays, we have many grihasthas practicing that has new bhaktas, really, but they're grihasthas. They don't move into temples anymore. That was always a we're on a war footing in those days. Guru Baba knew he had a limited amount of time and he maximized everything in that regard. So, we had making devotees and they moved into the temple. If they didn't live in the temple, well, they're infringing. But that is not accurate. And now we have more and more, even where we live, where there's no temple within three hours or so, there are more householders showing great interest and attending some programs that we have.
Thank you, Mahendra Prabhu.
Well, that's just one thing.
Okay.
I just want to sum it up.
Yeah. Prabhu, you made a very nice point because regarding the wonky people out there chanting, which I've experienced many myself, I'm sure many of us have. But in 1971, Devananda, he's a famous movie star producer, he made a movie called Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Dhamma Rama. With every puff, I chant Hare Krishna. Of course, Giriraj Swami was told it was with every breath I chant Hare Krishna, but actually, is when. So the Hindu, from the Hindu perspective in 1971, and 1970 at that time, we Hare Krishnas were the wackies. We were the wacky people chanting Hare Krishna according to the Hindu perspective. Now, we have become the Hindu and we are saying they're the wackies. So, in this way, as they say in China, the rebel becomes the next dictator. I rest my case.
Thank you. So, we'll have to stop here. Thank you all very much. But if you have personal perspectives on this issue, how do we maximize the spread of the Sankirtan movement all over the planet, you're welcome to share personally. And keep thinking about it and keep doing something in this regard to please Srila Prabhupada. Грантарад Шримад Бхагаватам Ки Джай, Шрила Прабхупада Ки Джай, Нитай Гаур Премананде.